Kevin is Robin.
If Robin, Robin wears red though, right? It's a blackout.
I don't know. It's been a while since I saw that show.
Hey, Carol. How you doing? I was just with you guys a couple days ago, so I don't really need to open up unless I was going to say something about his outfit. But besides that, so, Don?
Are you looking forward to playing against a bigger, more athletic team to see where you guys are and just to see if you're as good as you looked against the other two play?
I think the players are excited. I think the fans are excited. Imagine our building will be, pretty hyped up tomorrow night. So, the only reservation I have is Butler went on a summer tour. It's a new coach, but they went on a summer tour, and they look like they've played 7 or 8 games. So that's the only reservation I have. I think they're just a little bit further along than we are because we only played 2 games. We weren't together in the summer. But with that said, yeah, I'm anxious to see what we're really about, how we match up, teams that bang against us. And they're a very physical team. You know, they really don't have a bad player that they play. Every player is really good. And they're, well coached. So it'll be a challenge for us.
Mark, you talked about Dion.
I had to get that out.
Dion the other night a lot. Just how far he's come. For him to be the first guy off the bench last 2 games, or at least the first guard, is that kind of the plan moving forward? And how encouraging is it that he played 25, 26 minutes in those games?
Yeah, well, the encouraging thing, he was better in game 2 than he was in game 1. He was good offensively in game 1, but he didn't play as well as he needs to play defensively. To keep warning those minutes. So he stepped up in the second game, was much better defensively. So that's encouraging. And I said after the game, Dion was a great player before he got hurt. He was a great player when he got here. He's been through it the last 2 years. Just, hopefully we can keep him healthy and he can keep, he's not in great shape yet. Hopefully he can just keep getting better. Because he can really do a lot of things. I mean, he can really shoot the ball. He can really get off the dribble. He can really pass it. It's unselfish. So there's a lot of things he can do to help us. So we just, I think his upside's there for us. So that's why I want to try to really see where he can go.
Yeah, Coach, I don't know if you know it, but you were praised to the hilt today by the director of ESPN recruiting, saying that you do things the right way, you get the right kids. I mean, he really went overboard praising you. My question is how crucial is it for the NCAA to clean up this mess that's been involved with recruiting, the payoffs and all that kind of stuff? Do you think it's putting a blight on the game a little bit?
Well, I think we're taking the right steps. We've formed this committee. We'll see if the committee can help us. I think it's been an eye-opener for everybody because the FBI was involved. I think it scared a lot of people. All I can do is just do what I do, and I've talked to Jim Haney, president of the NABC, about some ideas that I think would help, and hopefully they will use this time to make the change, to better the game. So he's just saying that because I lost one this weekend, so he's being nice to me. We try to do it the best way we can. We just want to recruit good kids that can help us be successful.
Question, Lamar.
You started Bruno Fernando in his last game. Do you think you'll go back to that? What
did
you see out of him?
I started him, and then I think I started him in the second half, too. I started a different lineup in the second half. I'm just trying to figure it out. I really am. We have a lot of good players. There hasn't been a lot of separation yet, except from really the big 3. Anthony, Justin, and Kevin kind of separated themselves just because of their experience from last year. So I'm just trying to figure it out. I think Bruno's got a huge upside. I think we can be a really good team if Bruno reaches his potential this year, if we can just keep improving him. So, yeah, you give him a chance. And, you know, there was about a 4-minute stretch in the first half where we went on like a, I don't know what it was. They had one field goal in like the last 8 minutes. I know we were better than that team. But Bruno was terrific in about a 4 or 5 minute stretch there. He was guarding everybody. We need him to do that for us to be really good.
Jared last year got off to a horrendous start shooting the ball.
Shot he got off to a what?
Horrendous start okay. shooting the ball. Got shot up well during Big Ten play. How much of it this year is that it's his senior year, this is it for him? How much of it is maybe seeing guys past him in terms of playing time and maybe other guys, with Jared, he's very quiet, so you don't always know what he's thinking. So what's your perception of the way he started?
Well, I'm glad he made shots. I was happy for him. I think this is the way he's approaching it, but you got to ask him. Hopefully you can ask the question a little quicker to him than he just did to me. Sorry, Don.
It's all right.
He is in his senior year, he just wants to have fun. It goes so fast. Jared was here, came in when we weren't very good, and he's won a lot of games. He's seen his playing time go down each year, and I just sat down with him. I said, this is the year you're going to remember the most. I said, you played a lot as a freshman. That was a terrific year. You're going to remember that one. You're going to remember this one. So let's make the most of it and just go out there and have fun. Have fun every day, and I think he's done that in practice. And I'm sure he wants to play more. Like everybody wants to play 40 minutes. Can't do that, but I think that's kind of been his approach, and hopefully because he has that approach, he'll shoot the ball well and play well. And, my whole deal with him is, Jared, you're going to stay on the floor if you guard. If you miss shots, I'm okay with it, but you got to defend. And so hopefully that'll take pressure off his shot, and he'll concentrate on defending and rebounding for us.
Coach, still trying to find your way with those spots in the starting lineup. Is that maybe a little bit of an advantage at this time of year because it keeps that competition level for those guys in practice because they're looking to show you something?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'd be further along. Bruno was out for about 2.5 weeks, twisted his ankle. I think we'd be further along with our rotation if that didn't happen. He was trying to cram every 2.5 weeks into one day, and so it's been a lot on him. But yeah, I do think it creates more competition. I want guys to, Deion played 25 minutes, and I set him down. I said, if you don't guard better, you're not going to play 25 minutes again the rest of the year. So played 26. He guarded better. So we'll just keep approaching guys that way. And the good thing for me is it reminds me of our team that won 28, is there's a lot of pieces. So if this guy's not playing well, I can try this guy. And hopefully he's playing well. If he doesn't, I can try this piece. So it gives me a lot of options instead of just having 5 or 6 guys. And if those 5 or 6 aren't playing well, or 4 of the 5 aren't playing well, then you got problems. And I think our depth will help us win some games that we probably wouldn't have won because we got a lot of good pieces.
Do you see guys pulling for each other when you've got a few spots like that?
They better be. They don't have a choice. And, everybody wants to play, but our guys like each other, and we're 2-0, just started, so we'll see. It's all part of coaching, and it's a long season. So, but right now, everybody wants to do what's right. It's a very coachable team. It's a fun team to be around. So, but right now, they're doing that.
We got a couple more, Barry.
You spent some time last year talking about Justin maybe not knowing the right way to practice, not knowing how to practice every day.
I said that out loud.
I believe you said that out loud.
You really did say that.
Is there a difference this year, and do you think he understands that consistent practice makes for a more consistent game?
Yeah, there's a huge difference with really the whole team. I mean, the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season last year, I was just trying to get him to practice hard, and we really couldn't do it. This team practices very hard. Very rarely do we not practice hard. Very rarely do we have 1 or 2 guys that just aren't into it. We had a couple yesterday. They weren't ready to practice early, and they didn't have a choice. And because everybody else is going so hard, they got to keep up. So, but Justin has learned a lot of lessons. He's grown up. He's really matured. I had a guy, he went to see a doctor yesterday. Nothing. Went to see a doctor for his shoulder, but he's fine. And just my trainers tell me just how much he's matured as a person, the way he interacted with the doctors compared to last year. So there's a lot of things that he's really grown up. And I think you're forced to do that when you're a star player at a high level like this. You gotta grow up, and he's matured in a lot of ways.
So communication would be another one.
Communication is big. Yeah. A lot of times he's quiet. You don't really know what he's thinking, but this year he's communicated it a lot better.
Don?
I'll keep this short. What's the one thing you're looking for from Darryl every night?
Darryl's just got to play hard and be Darryl. He brings toughness to our team. You know, he can really defend and rebound and just keep being aggressive offensively. He's just trying to make the right plays, and that's what he's doing. And he's got a huge upside too, so he'll keep getting better.
Thank you, Coach.
That's it? All right, good.